Welcome back, Noodle Squad. This is Noodle On with Noel, and I am your host, Noel Mulkey. And I want to welcome everyone to the most motivating episode yet. Literally, this episode, I want you to listen to carefully if you need help getting motivated. That's so cliche, Noel. What are you talking about? I'm talking about today's episode. It's how to get out of your rut. And I also want to say, stay tuned for the end of this episode, you guys, because at the end, we're going to do a giveaway for some of these gnarly Pit Viper sunglasses. And I'll tell you how to enter at the end of the episode. But yes, so going to start doing giveaways for fun, for engagement, and for hopefully some exposure to new audiences. So a giveaway at the end, Pit Viper sunglasses. But I want to say, first of all, So Happy New Year, Happy New Year. And this is what, this is the main reason today's podcast is about motivation. I love New Year. I love it. I think there's all these, I'm chronically online. So I'm online. I think my screen time is like 12 hours a day. So, which is, Okay, one time I told someone my screen time is 12 hours a day, and they kind of like laughed and were like they like kind of thought it was like a joke. Like they, in their mind, they literally couldn't fathom someone spending 12 to 15 hours a day on their phone. And I said that wasn't a joke. That wasn't a joke. It's actually real. They thought I was like joking, like they just couldn't fathom that. And realistically, and then they tried to save themselves in terms of like, oh, ha, that's awesome. And I'm like, no, it wasn't. Your first reaction's valid. That is a lot. But with that being said, the reason I bring that up is because a lot of the memes and online help people and motivation coaches and all those people, the last half of December, the last like month of December before the new year, always say, well, why don't you start now? Why wait till the new year? It all happens right now. You know what? Okay. Shut up. Like, let people do the fun new year. Like, okay, if that's going to get you kickstarted, the fact that it's a brand new year, the sun is now going around the earth. In a different direction or the same direction, but we've made a full rotation around the sun, whatever, you know what I'm saying? however that works. So this is a new, I love it. So don't be ashamed to hate New Year's because like, it's like fun. Like it's new and it's cleansing and it feels motivating. And I want this episode to help you get out of your rut. And that's why today's motivating, today's episode is the most motivating episode ever, ever. I want you to think of a time that you felt stuck. Okay. Because before you can get out of your rut, you need to acknowledge what a rut is and if you're in it. And I think you would pretty much know, like, you know, if you're going in circles, if something doesn't feel right, if something, if you're stuck in a mindset that like you want out, you want something else. And by the end of the episode, I want you to have practical steps and a mindset to shift and start moving forward. We want forward momentum. You know, I'm a triathlete. I'm an Ironman triathlete, 12-time Ironman. Yes, yes. Thank you. Thank you. I'm kidding. Oh, I'm not kidding. I'm a 12-time Ironman. But the reason I say that is because one of the mantras someone in triathlon, in, you know, the Ironman triathlon culture community is, you know, keep moving forward. One step at a time. One stroke pedal step at a time. Forward is a progress. And, you know, that is something I feel like a lot of people these days don't feel like they're making a much, they're making forward progress. They're, they, and instead of me talking for people, for other people, I'm just going to talk for myself. You know, do you feel like you're making forward progress? Because it's very easy to get trapped in a, you know, it's very easy to get trapped in a set in a, like, you're just existing. You're not doing anything different. You're just kind of going through the motions. And I feel like every now and then, especially the new year, it's a good time to acknowledge that acknowledge how common feeling stuck is, you know, whether it's in your career, in your relationship, creativity, personal growth. It's very common to feel stuck. And I think understanding that maybe you're not stuck is key to feeling fulfilled enough that you are moving forward. Okay, I hope that made sense. But by the end of this episode, I hope I have given you some sort of tools and advice with my 30 years of experience in out of psychiatrist and psychologist and this and that and this and that. I've learned a few things here and there on my 30 years on this planet. Okay, and I have, just look at last week's episode, I have been very, very, very stuck in multiple ruts and have gotten out of them. And you can too. You will be able to get out of it, whatever it is you're in. So, okay, so understanding a rut. What is a rut? Well, it can be burnout. It can be lack of motivation, repetitive habits, feeling uninspired. What is a good example? You know, okay, what if it's something we can go back to weight loss. You know, I've talked about weight loss like 3 separate times on this podcast because right when I started Noodle On with Noel, I was in the middle of my weight loss journey a second time. And, you know, there's a big saying in the weight loss and Weight Watchers and all this stuff. And I'm trying to think of other examples, but here's a good one. When you first start losing weight, they say it's actually pretty easy. It kind of falls off like pretty quickly, but then you get to a certain amount and you plateau. For me, it was 170, and you're like spending weeks at 170. Why can't the needle move? Why can't I get it further? Why can't I go 169, 168? You know, you can go on 3-4 weeks, 2 months of just kind of like at this stagnant plateau. And there we go. That's a rut. Okay. What if you are a writer? A writer. Everyone knows what writer's block is. That's pretty, we don't really need to explain writer's block, you know? And so you're stuck. You feel uninspired. You don't know if this is what you should be doing with your life. I want to highlight a common cause of what feels like burnout, being stuck in a rut. Common causes are burnout, fear of failure, lack of clarity, or external pressures. I love that it says fear of failure because so you are doing something every day, day in, day out. It's not very fulfilling, but pays the bills. It pays the bills. It keeps food on the table. It gives you some semblance of purpose, even though you don't feel like you have a purpose. Okay. If you had like a dream, you know, 5 or 6 years ago, something on the back burner, but you really do think if you pursue X dream, if you pursue X hobby, if you pursue X relationship, what if it doesn't work out? Okay, and now you're stagnant. You're so stagnant in the thought that if it doesn't work out, that means it's all over, you know? I shouldn't have even tried. Well, right there is your cause of being stuck in a rut. Now you're just thinking of what could have been, okay? And I want to come up with some examples from my own, which maybe I should have done before I started talking. But I do think self-awareness is the first step to change. Okay. So you've acknowledged you're in a rut. Okay. And I want to say to people who do feel like this, I feel like you're not lazy. You know, you're not lazy and you're just stuck, and that's okay. Because I think that can often be, laziness can often be misconstrued. No, not laziness. Not moving forward, being stuck and just doing, showing up to do what you need to do every day can be misconstrued as laziness. And really, I think a lot of the times it's you're just uninspired. You're uninspired. You don't have any kind of, well, I don't have any really ambition to do anything differently because it's going to cost time, money, energy that I just don't have. That's not lazy. That's just where we are with the world right now. You know, like, I have to tell myself I'm not lazy all the time. And I hate that humans have been made to feel lazy if they're not doing something every second. You know, like, if you're laying in bed scrolling and you see one of those Instagram posts, oh, they drive me crazy, but I love them. I absolutely love them. It's like, a good example would be, does anyone follow Nikki on TikTok or Instagram? Nikki, click clean side of Nikki or something. And it's one of those ASMR Instagrams where they like restock shelvings and like they have like a mini fridge full of like perfectly laid out like snacks and like 30 different types of juices and cereal all in like a perfectly neat pantry. Yeah. That can make you feel lazy while you're in bed and like, you know, don't have a perfectly laid out pantry with everything labeled in nice little glass bottles, which, by the way, all those are super, that's overconsumption core at its finest. They are very satisfying to watch, especially if the people doing it have like long nails. Love it. It's like my perfect ASMR, but that is such overconsumption. All the stuff they buy already comes in containers. Why do they need to put the cereal that comes in a container into a different container? Just because it looks better. Okay, yeah, it looks better. But, you know, where was I? That was, okay, so that was my little example of, yeah, like watching videos like that can literally make you feel so lazy. So we've understood what a rut is. Okay. And I want to reiterate, a rut does not mean you're lazy. You're just stuck. And that's okay. All right. Breaking free. Guys, breaking free. Breaking free from the rut. Our next segment. I think you need to start. Okay, so let's go over some steps of what I can tell you of what would make you feel more fulfilled. What is going to get you out of the so-called rut? Small wins. Start with tiny, manageable goals to build momentum. You know, when I first started this podcast and we're 7 episodes going strong, I was like, I need to do everything at once. Like, this is overwhelming. I want to get on X platform, Spotify, this, that, YouTube, blah, blah, blah. And although that does sound somewhat easy, I mean, let's face it, every like Joe Schmo with like 3 brain cells can start a podcast, right? Well, it's hard. And especially if you want it to be a good caliber podcast, I'm just trying to think of an example of what this means by small wins, because really, really, you know, okay, you got your first episode up. That's a small win. Ooh, let's take a step further back and go back to exercise, not a podcast. I was injured all of May, okay? All of May I was injured. I've been injured all year, basically. January, March, April, May, June, July, August. Okay, so I got diagnosed with a femoral neck. It's in my hip. And basically a hip stress femoral neck reaction, basically almost a broken hip in May. And I got really overweight. And once again, we're back to the weight loss. But I want to tell you what I mean by this. Okay, so I was overweight, wasn't running, was super out of shape, probably the out of shape, the most out of shape I've been since I started the sport of triathlon in 2015, so 10 years ago. And I have the Ironman World Championship looming in October, staring me down at a race that I can't even run. I can't even run 4 miles right now without being like out of, you know, without with being feeling super out of shape. I wasn't comfortable, you know, 4 miles and I have to run 26.2. In my mind, I was delusional. I thought I would do a lot better. But my coach actually told me this. Shout out to John Fetchick. If you're in the triathlon community and want a coach, he's great. He basically said, take it one day at a time. And in anything in life, this small win mentality really helps, you guys, really helps. Like, I was like, oh my God, I have to build back up to be able to run a decent marathon, you know, and I can't even run, like, running 30 minutes off the bike is hard. And the way we structured it was like, okay, just every day show up. What's a small win? You did your bike. You know, let's even take it a step further back. You've had dishes in your dishwasher for you've had dishes in your sink for 5 days that need to be loaded into the dishwasher. Noel, Noodle On with Noel, Coach Noel is in your ear. Literally, am I in your ear right now? I'm in your ear or on your screen. And I'm telling you, that's a small win. Go get out of bed, wash them dishes, put them in the dishwasher. Okay, scrub, give them a little scrub, put them in the dishwasher. That's a small win. And a series of small wins gets you to your goal. And I know it's so much easier said than done, but you guys, sometimes like the smallest win can literally be going for a walk outside, you know? Just force yourself to do something. And this really runs the gamut of who I'm talking to, from people who are super motivated A-type and still feel in a rut. But, you know, also there's people who really could be rotting in bed and need some sort of like, I don't know, just some sort of direction, some sort of push. Are you just like miserable and just rotting in bed and, you know, don't really have any drive or purpose? You do, because I want you to not think of your big, massive goal that looks overwhelming to where you don't even know where to start. I want you to celebrate your small little wins, okay? A small win, a tiny manageable goal. A series of these starts building up momentum. You will be building up momentum, and eventually you're like, whoa, I have come a long way. I have now done 6 5-hour bike rides, you know, and they're starting to feel easier. Training's paying off, you know. Another example is I have now put out 3 episodes and ordered a sign for my podcast. You know, it's looking pretty good. So that's kind of where we're at in terms of when you look back after taking every day and, oh, you know what, you guys, this is also a, I love this saying. I love the small wins one day at a time. One day at a time is literally what they say in the recovery program, in Alcoholics Anonymous, Narcotics Anonymous. They say one day at a time because every minute, every hour, every day that goes by where you didn't drink or put a substance in you is a win. Obviously, that's not really, I definitely think my listeners aren't all, are probably 80% not addicts, but you can really be taken into any goal. So small wins, okay? Change your environment, rearrange your workspace, take a different route to work, or change your daily routine. You know, this is a really good example too, because I think, you know, when you were like, and I've seen, you know, when you were like a little kid, and this happened to me all the time, and you couldn't sleep, and you're like, I want to just, I want to change my room. I want to put the bed over there and the nightstand over there and completely change, take out the carpet, put the dresser over there and paint the walls, you know, something completely different. Because humans love change. It's inspiring. It's like, okay, hold on. No, I'm not speaking for every human. When I say humans love change, I mean humans who are craving getting out of their rut, some sort of like extra like kick, like, wow. A good example of this would be people getting a new haircut. It just makes them feel, you know, like, wow, I'm different. I can shake this up. It's not just every day and day in and out, day out, the same thing, that we can do something different. I love the new poster I put up. It's just so much. It makes the room different, you know? Instead of just driving the I-95, getting off the freeway on exit 13 on Harvard and going to work, why don't we just leave a little earlier and take the scenic route down the river and look at the sunrise on the way to the gym? How nice, you know? I think changing your environment changes your brain. It changes your brain. Gets a little different dopamine going, because instead of just the I-95, you got to see the beautiful river this morning with the beautiful sunrise. And you oftentimes, I feel like oftentimes if you are, yeah, a quick, easy change with no, a cheap change, no, you're not spending a lot of money, you know, on doing this change. Just something so simple can like, oh, you know what? Here's a good example. I got a new watch for Christmas. I love it. It's just the model up of the Garmin something. I love this watch because it's like new. Instead of a black watch band, I got a white one. Look at that. And in and out. I changed the watch face. And it's like different and it looks good. It's just like, you know, it's like blingy. It's like, ooh, I just hit the mic for people listening. I accidentally just touched it. But yeah, it's like new. It's like brand new and it's fresh. And it's just a very small, subtle change of environment example that kind of gets you out. It's the breaking free from your rut. Step two. Step three, reconnect with your why. Reflect on what originally excited you about your goals. Okay, you did have a goal. You were so ambitious when you were young, you know, the typical firefighter, astronaut, superstar, sports, scuba diver, marine biologist. I want to be a marine biologist. I think, you know, and life gets in the way. Life gets in the way of everyone's dreams pretty much until you get them. But I think if you are in a rut every day, in and out of the same thing, and you're like, what am I doing? What am I working for? What is the point of all this? I absolutely love the reconnect with your why. You know, a good example for me would be, I don't feel like, you know, I don't feel like going for a swim. I don't feel like, what's the point? You know, sad me. What's the point? You know, it's going to take forever. No. What is your why? You love doing this. You love doing this stuff. You love biking. You love running. I think a lot of my personal life lessons are going to tie back to triathlon. That seems kind of the theme, but it's my whole life. And I have been over and over the last 10 years kind of getting into these ruts. I need some sort of extra boost, whether it's change of environment, change of a new pair of shoes to get out the door, a new coach, a new something. And I think that's where I thrive off of that. I think everyone thrives off of that. They say like doing the same thing, even if it is work. Okay, so if you're doing the same thing and it is working, then you're tough. Because what if it's miserable? Like, I just feel like there's always something. Action over perfection. Action over perfection. Stop waiting for the perfect moment. Start now. I can tie this back to more examples. Me in training. Like, a good example would be my coach gives me this, a brutal bike workout, right? Okay. It's only an hour long, but it's just hard. And I think me not wanting to start this bike workout, because what if I suck and don't hit what I was supposed to hit? Does that mean I'm super unfit? That's where my mind goes, you guys. That's where my mind goes. And sometimes, and in the past, a few times, I will like almost not even, I never started it because I'm tired today. But really, and I'm admitting it now deep in the back of my head, it's because I probably could have done it, but I didn't because I was scared of it not being perfect, you know? And one time he told me, just do something. Like, doing something is better than nothing, okay? Don't try to be perfect. Just start writing that paragraph for your thesis statement. Start writing it. Just start, you know? We'll look back at it and maybe have to tweak stuff. You will have to tweak stuff. You'll have to proofread. But nothing's going to be perfect. The timing won't be perfect. Just like start. Let's make a move. Make a move. Put out the first 5 steps of something you were going to do and just like write them down and like, okay, just do one. Just do one. And that's where this momentum, that's where the small wins thing comes in. That's where that's where you build momentum. Okay. It's all about momentum. You're a snowball. You guys are a snowball. Okay. Once you start this momentum, there's no stopping you. You guys are my little snowballs. Needle squad. You guys are my snowballs. Okay. So action creates motivation, not the other way around. Okay. Motivation does not create action. I love that. I absolutely love that. You know, you're motivated. Are you? But that's not quite enough to get you out the door. Okay. You have your goal. Now take action. Okay. Just do something. Just do something. And okay. Well, that wasn't so bad. I can do my next task. You do your next task. Well, that wasn't so bad either. I'm kind of on a roll. And that's the start to breaking free of your rut. I want to say also, you know, obviously people who have been stuck in ruts, and I don't know, looking back when I was going to come up with this episode topic of how to motivate my audience, I want to start off the year motivating my audience, who I love so much. I want them to put me in your ear. I want you to put me in your ear and listen to me tell you to do something, you know? But, okay, it's so cliche, you guys, but part of this is if your action isn't working, if your steps aren't working, if you set up an entire podcast and looked at the domain and it looked free and blah, 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 and it turns out the name was taken and you already made a logo, am I just throwing in the towel? No, I'm not. I'm going to go back to the drawing board and start over and re-come up with a name. That's why we landed on Noodle On with Noel. No, that did happen. I had a whole plan. A good example of embracing failure as part of your growth is knowing now that if I were to ever do something like this again, I would scour the internet and make sure the name I wanted wasn't taken. Okay. This one's very hard for me. Practice gratitude daily. I mean, These are all simple mind. This is all simple. Okay. These are all simple mindset shifts. Okay. Yeah. Segment three, mindset shifts. Okay. What's a good example of mindset shifts? What if you are faced with a challenge and you're like, oh, wow, this is something I wasn't predicting getting in the way of my goal. This is totally out of left field. Well, instead of thinking this is a problem, instead of thinking this is like, oh, this is going to put a stop to my whole plan's ruined. No, that is not what I want you to do. I don't want you to do that. I want you to reframe it as, okay, all right, what do we do now? This is a challenge. It's problem and reaction. How are you going to respond to this? I was not planning on having to take, oh, I have a good one. Oh my God, here's a good one. Okay. One of my examples would be, when I was in community college, sort of, I went through like 2 years of it. One of the classes at the time that you have to have, it was required at Tulsa Community College. If anyone from Tulsa Community College is listening to this, you guys need to take this out of the required curriculum to get an associate's degree. Take it out. Because one of the curricula, it was public speaking. That was like the, and at the time when I was in community college, I was fresh out of high school trying to seduce. I don't know why I was even trying. No, that's the opposite point of this podcast. I was trying because I wanted to better myself, but I didn't end up finishing community college. But listen, here's the thing. One of the biggest challenges was that there was this public speaking class, and I hated at the time how I looked, had zero confidence, and not only that, I hated my voice. I knew everyone in that class, when I stood up there and talked, would look at me and go, like, look at me like I had two heads. You know, they'd stare at me. Half the guys in the class would be like, is that a girl or is that a guy? You know, that's, I grew up that with my whole life, and I remember hearing that, what? To get a degree from this school, we have to do a public speaking class, meaning you have to write your speeches, get in a group and practice them, and then like for your final grade, or you have to like do like four of them or something, you literally have to do the public speaking in front of the public. And it sounded awful to me. Now I can talk to a wall. I can talk to anyone. I've done public speaking events all over the world. Growth. But at the time, yeah, that was a big hurdle. And I unsuccessfully let it stop me. I did not do it because I did not want to get up there and get made fun of. And that is a hard story to share. I wasn't expecting to share that. But I don't want you to be like me. Well, I don't want you to be like me. I want you to reframe it. This is a challenge, you know? Maybe there's a way out of this. Maybe you can go talk to someone and say like, hey, I can't give public speaking in front of the whole class. Can I just give it to the teacher? Or, I'm going to look up everything and be the best public speaker and just get this stupid 6-week class done so it's over and I can keep moving on with my degree. You know, there are options. And one small step can lead to a big change. One small step can lead to a big change. So I just want to go over our little key points. You guys, I really, really, really want this year and what I say and my words to go into one of your ears and not out the other. I want you to listen, digest it, and go like, Noel told me to go on a walk today, and that would be a small win. Okay? And that's what it's going to be. I want you to go on a small walk today. That's your small win. I want you to put those 5 dishes in the dishwasher that have been sitting in the sink for 6 days. You know? Yes. So getting stuck, what have we covered about getting stuck in a rut? I want to go over the blueprint of how to break free, you know, a rut, lack of motivation, repetitive habits, feeling uninspired, feeling like you don't have purpose. Common issues were burnout, fear of failure, lack of clarity, or external pressures. And I wanted to emphasize that you're not lazy, you're just stuck. Self-awareness is the first step to change. To break free of your rut, we went over four goals, four small practical steps you can take. Small wins. Start with tiny, manageable goals to build momentum. Change your environment. Rearrange your workspace. Take a different route to work. Or change your daily routine. Reconnect with your why. What is my purpose? You started this for a reason. You had that goal for a reason. And you're losing sight of it. You have lost sight of the goal, fam, chat, noodle squad. You've lost sight. I want you to reconnect. Go back to the journal entry. Go back to the little movie clip you saw that inspired you to go after the thing you wanted to go after. Go back to the people you were talking to that originally pushed you to go into the goal and reconnect, you know, do some reconnection. Why are you doing this? You wanted this bad at one point. Do you still want it bad enough? Okay. And then action over perfection. My favorite one. Just start doing something. Okay. I would say 95. When have you ever started something and were perfect at it? Okay. Like that really, really is rare. And most people who have started something and are pretty perfect at it, I would say ultimately don't end up doing that thing for much, much longer. Like, talk about burnout, you know. I want to start something and be decent at it and then get better at it. And like, oh my gosh, because that's where the motivation comes from. Like, I actually suck ass at this. But in 3 months, if I keep at it and wow, oh my gosh, I ran a sub 20-minute 5K, you know. My first personal best was 33 minutes. You know, like those seeing results all comes down to that action over perfection. You are not going to start out and be perfect. Okay. Rarely does that happen. But you can still do it. Just start. 1 foot in front of the other. 1 day at a time. And then mindset shifts, you guys. You know, I want you to start rethinking. There are grooves in the brain. Nicotine causes a groove. Opiates, you know. Go back to the addiction episode. They cause like these grooves or something. Don't quote me on this. This is kind of what I've heard, and it does make sense. I have heard that like the receptors and stuff and create these lines, you know, these lines in your in your brain, right? And we want to change the neuropathways. That's the word, right? Neuropathways. We want to change the neuropathways. Okay. How do you do that? Mindset shifting. Embrace failures as part of growth. I failed today. Damn. Well, I'm not going to wallow and I'm not going to spiral. Uh-uh. No. We're tougher, Noodle Squad. Noodle Squad, we're tougher than that. We don't spiral. Uh-uh. We embrace it. All right. I completely shit the bed, really shit the bed. But you know what? Now I know what's up. Like now I know what's up. That's what's up. So now we're going to go back out there and we're going to try again. Practice gratitude daily. I love that one. Reframe challenges as opportunities to learn. Like I said, public speaking class, you know, I cannot do a public speaking class, but now I know never to sign up for Tulsa Community College again. Go somewhere where that's not a required class. No, I'm kidding. But not really. I mean, that's now that that's my opportunity to learn. Look up if you're going to a community college and want a degree, if public speaking is, look at the required requisites, the ones that are required. And then, so we're at our mind shift. So this is the blueprint I have laid out for you, Noodle Squad, of how to get stuck out of your rut. And another thing about the rut. If you have a rut and you have been gotten out of it and you've stayed to the end of this episode, I really, really, really want to hear about it. So message me on Noodle On with Noel on Instagram, or me, my personal Instagram, Noel Mulkey, and let me know what you think about. Let me know your story. I want to know your story about getting stuck in a rut, because I want to share more of these. I just want you to say, like, I just want to say, remember every step counts, okay? It's so much easier said than done. I'm sure you've heard this 1,000 times. It's so much easier said than done. Every step counts, okay? Every step counts. And remember, keep noodling on it. I gotta get more noodle. I'm gonna get more noodle puns going, because this is a pasta noodle themed podcast and I love pasta. Love it. What's one thing you guys are gonna do today to get out of your rut? Okay. What is one thing you're gonna do? We're gonna take a quick break from that to share this week's giveaway. Okay, everyone, it's Noodle On with Noel's first giveaway. Okay. I hope you didn't have to turn the volume down for that. We are giving away brand new Pit Viper sunglasses for everyone who stayed to the end of this episode. And I want you to, if you're on YouTube or if you're on listening, you can see what the sunglasses I'll have you win, or you're going to win if you do the following instructions. Okay. So here's the giveaway. What I want you to do is follow me, Noel Mulkey, on Instagram. Follow Noodle On with Noel, my podcast, on Instagram. Leave a review on Spotify or any platform that can review. Leave a review, and tag a friend. Tag a friend on this post sharing the giveaway, and I will randomly select someone who does all those instructions as the winner, and you will receive a fun pair of Pit Vipers. So I was like, how do I get more people to leave reviews and engage? And I'm such a giveaway slut. I love giveaways. I'm like all over Instagram doing giveaways. I remember when they were like huge in the 2015, 2016's giveaways were big. Like everyone was always tagging their friends and stuff. What happened to those? Like, we need to bring those back. Bring back giveaways. So, a reminder, like this post, tag a friend, follow Noodle On with Noel on Instagram, and leave a review on any of the platforms, Spotify or YouTube, and literally anywhere. And tag a friend, and follow me, and anyone who on this post about the giveaway, I will do a random selection and someone will win a pair of Pit Viper sunglasses. I want to thank everyone for tuning in. This has been another successful episode of Noodle On with Noel. And if you haven't left a review and you are enjoying, please go leave a review. We're on YouTube, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, anywhere you get your podcast. I'm on YouTube too, so go subscribe to my YouTube, because these are all now video episodes as well. And my studio is looking really good. I'm very happy with it. Happy New Year, fam. Noodle Squad, Happy New Year. I love you guys. And I hope this episode has helped you formulate a plan to get out of your rut. I hope it helps with that. And I'll see you next week or the next time my next episode. And this has been Noodle On with Noel. I'm your host, Noel Mulkey. Happy New Year.